Some interesting new numbers about income and housing came out today. The Census Bureau released its American Community Survey, an annual questionnaire sent out to randomly selected households across the country. KERA's digital news editor, Eric Austin, has been poring through the stats. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Hi, BJ.
Let's start with an issue that's been making a lot of headlines nationally. Income inequality. I understand this survey shows a pretty stark gap between neighborhoods.
You know, it sure does, and here's a great example. Let's look at the Park Cities. In one census tract in University Park, the median household income last year was $220,000. Now let's compare that to one census tract near Fair Park in southern Dallas, which had a median household income of just under $15,000.
Wow, that is a gap.
It is quite dramatic. And let's explore the rest of the metro area. Let's go to Northeast Tarrant County, which has exclusive suburbs as well, like Southlake. And over there, they have median household incomes of about $175,000 to $200,000. That's similar to the Park Cities. Let's move north to Denton County, where many of the southern areas of that county had median incomes in the $95,000 to $110,000 range. But once you move north into Denton, the incomes drop again. And you know what? Collin County is really interesting. It's experienced a population boom, and you do have some pockets of low, medium-income neighborhoods, but many of them have consistently high household incomes across the county. We're talking about $80,000, $90,000, or $100,000. And as a result, in Collin County as a whole, the county's median household income is highest in our region at $83,000. Now compare that to Dallas County, which is lowest at
$49,000. I'm curious whether those income numbers are reflected in the percentage of people who don't have health insurance.
You raise a good point, and there is a connection there. Last year, about 27% of Dallas County residents didn't have health insurance. The rate's a bit lower in Tarrant County, about 23%. Now, compare that to Rockwall County, where about 13% were without health insurance. That's quite lower. Rockwall County also has a high countywide median income, more along the lines of Collin County.
And Collin County has similar uninsured rates as Rockwall?
A low uninsured rate, relatively speaking, of 15%, similar to Rockwall.
Now, this survey, I understand, measures a lot of different things, including marriage rates.
That's right. If you're a single person looking for love, you probably won't have as much luck in Collin County. Up north, nearly 60% of adults are married up there. That compares to 50% in Tarrant County and 45% in Dallas County. And that's more in line with state and national averages. And BJ, did you know that nationwide, 48% of Americans are married, at least those who are 15 years or older?
Well, you're rattling off a lot of numbers. Now, what about some of us folks who are more visually inclined?
That's right, BJ. If you like maps and zooming in and out of neighborhoods, the Census just launched a new service called Census Explorer. And instead of hearing me talk about this stuff, you can explore it on your own, at your leisure. A lot of times you're online, you know, BJ, and you feel like you're wasting time, but this Census Explorer is neat. It's easy to use. I used it for several hours, and if I can do it, anyone can do it. And the site is color-coded. Right now, the site is using a lot of reds, oranges, and yellows. It reminds you of fall. And we have a link to the Census Explorer on our website, kerenews.org.
Eric Austin, thanks for coming in.
Of course. Thank you.